Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and I am connecting with you to talk to you about the upcoming new moon in Taurus on May 15th, on Tuesday. On the same day, the outer planet Uranus, also moves into Taurus, where Uranus will be mostly over the next 7 years. There will be a dip back into Aries between November and March. And then we will solidly be with Uranus and Taurus for 7 years. And it's very interesting that this outer planet, which shifts signs every 7 years, is shifting on the day of the new moon in Taurus. And Uranus is in Taurus. And it's a very powerful electrical igniting step into a new 7 year cycle. We're already feeling it, and we're already seeing it reflected in Kilauea erupting in Hawaii, because when Uranus shifts into a new sign, powerful seismic changes can be felt. And it tends to break up stagnant energy as it's moving into a new sign. As above, so below, as within, so without. So we see this reflected. And so let's just talk about the planet Uranus and Taurus. So Taurus is the most stable, solid, practical, reliable, predictable sign in the zodiac. Taurus is associated with the planet Venus, with the feminine, with a blossoming, an abundance, everything in the northern hemisphere, everything's flowering and everything's fragrant, and there's this abundance of life. And we often think of the Taurus new moon as sort of the apex of sensuality and embodiment and general yumminess. It is probably going to feel different this year because Uranus is this very electrical energy that brings sudden changes in consciousness. It awakens us to places that have been held in one place for too long. So Taurus likes things to be solid and stable and held, and is kind of like a giant pig rooted beautiful tree, and Uranus is like a lightning bolt, and they are together really for the next 7 years, but they really are birthing this energy this week, and we will feel it. We've been feeling it for several weeks. It's going to intensify over this week and continue over the next several weeks, giving us sort of a flavor of what this new 7 year cycle is going to be about. And so I want to start with a couple of stories. One is when I was in England, I was walking on the Mary Micah line, which is a serpentine energy that felt like walking on liquid, earthy crystal all together, and I could feel it. I could feel energy coming from the heavens and coming up through my feet, and it created miracles for me. My eyesight, which I had been blind, I had an amazing healing with a healer, Tavis Taylor. I'm pretty sure that that energy really activated his gifts as a healer, and it activated my ability to heal. And there are many, many sacred sites and many churches that are built along where ancient Druid sacred sites were, and where there was a real concentration of energy. And in some of these churches, you saw images of Archangel Michael slaying the dragon, which is a story that we remember. But we often think of it because the way things get changed around as Archangel Michael was slaying the dragon, and the dragon symbolized something dark, a demon. And really, when I looked at all of the symbols that I saw in these churches that were over 1,000 years old, was that Archangel Michael was actually a very sexual image of the divine masculine, and the sword was a very phallic symbol that was he was sending into the mouth, the open mouth of the serpent, they were locked, their eyes were locked in an embrace. And this really, this image of Archangel Michael slaying the dragon is really the marriage of heaven and earth, which was incarnated into the Mary Michael ley lines in England, and that I was investigating and experiencing. And why am I telling you the story? I'm telling you the story because my sense about this, the possibility for the next 7 years is this marriage of heaven and earth in us, in our bodies, in our actions, in how we live our lives. So a little bit more about Taurus. Taurus is, again, the seasonal time of year where we have Beltane, and it's a sensual time of year where everything is coming alive. Taurus is associated with the feminine, with the body, with the earth, with the goddess herself, with sensuality and receptivity, and slowness and deliciousness. It's associated with food. It is associated with what we value. It is associated with land, banking, money. So with Uranus moving into Taurus, Uranus is all about ingenuity, sudden, expected, unexpected changes, unpredictable changes, novel changes, experiencing novelty, newness, revolutionary, innovative, electrical. Uranus tends to break up energy that is stagnant. And remember that Taurus is very concentrated, focused energy. So when this electrical current is going into the heart of density, where we hold things stable, it can push really hard to get changes. And that's why I'm saying I'm not surprised that a volcano is erupting. It's a real reflection of this. When Uranus moved into Aries in 2011, that very day, where there was an earthquake and a tsunami in Japan. That does not mean that every 7 years when Uranus changes a sign, we have earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, but it is happening these days. Uranus loves to shatter old structures, old belief systems. Uranus is the sky god and is called the Great Awakener. It's very future-oriented, very associated with technology. Uranus loves change and loves to open minds, loves to shatter where we have been in a holding pattern for too long, and loves to create breakthroughs. It's like lightning striking. And once you see something that you didn't see before, you can't unsee it. You can't go back. Uranus likes to reveal things, to bring light and bring innovation into the world. So over the past 7 years, it's just been a massive amount of innovation in technology and in community building and in art. And with Uranus in Taurus, there's this opportunity for this to get brought into a more grounding, holding space. And at the same time, the places in you and I that we have sort of adapted to a crazy world, and we forgot that our adaptation is not actually healthy because we've adapted to an unhealthy system, we're going to start seeing more and more those unhealthy patterns in ourselves, and also the possibility for change and how it can be, how more beautiful the world can be than it is, and how we can open to guidance and intuition to help create these changes. But the places that are super stuck are going to require really big pushes with this energy for change to happen. The last time Uranus was in Taurus, Uranus has 84 year cycles, was 1934 to 1941. So what we had was the birth of the New Deal, which was a huge, big deal. It was completely revamping how we view our social contract. There were also changes in currency. We went off the gold standard. During that time, we created Social Security. This was radical
And of course, at the same time, other changes were taking place in Europe, fascism in Europe, Stalinism, Mussolini, Hitler, radical revolutionary change, not the change you want to see. Uranus is energy. How we work with that energy is up to us. As an acupuncturist, I tend to view, I tend to talk to you when mostly during eclipse seasons and during solstices and equinoxes. That's when you hear from me the most, or when a planet is moving into a new sign for several years. And the reason why that's when you hear from me is because that's when there are opportunities for change, and that we tend to really feel the celestial medicine makers and teachers working with us and changing energy and on our planet and in our consciousness and in our body. And so if you understand what the changes are about, you can more consciously participate with those changes and work with them in the best possible way. So that's why you hear from me during very specific times. So you don't hear from me at every new moon, but this new moon is much more explosive and intense, and certainly different from what you would expect from a very earthy moon, because Uranus is sort of like a crystalline energy, really breaking up stagnant energy. So you're going to feel that in yourself, but you're also going to feel, some of you, a real expansion and opening up to intuition and inner guidance, because this is also what we associate with Uranus. And one of my friends and continuum teacher, Sabine Mead, talks about de-densification. And so it feels like Uranus in Taurus is about de-densifying our bodies and our psyches, and really bringing greater ensoulment into our bodies so that we can be agents of change that bring more beauty into the world. Systems become overly rigid when wonder is lost. And with Uranus and Taurus, it is really all about bringing beauty into the world, being agents of bringing more beauty and wonder into the world, and allowing ourselves to release and let go of the stuck, addicted parts of ourselves with more ease and grace than ever before. And so we want to be asking questions: how can we be more connected to an invisible web of light and support? How can we invite in more of what supports us so that we can live more harmoniously with one another, and so that we can really tune in to the rhythms and the pulse of the living earth, and to be living embodiments of the marriage of heaven and earth in our own lives, in our own bodies? This does require us to let go of our own stuck, sometimes destructive patterns. Taurus in the body is often felt in the low back, in the back of the neck, in the shoulders, and the jaw. And I cannot tell you how much low back pain, shoulder pain, and tight jaws I've been seeing in my acupuncture practice. So you might want to do some more, you know, I would suggest dancing as much as possible, or moving as much as possible over the next 7 years. Allow your body to move and free where things are held and stuck, so that it can release really easily, and that you won't have to go through pain and suffering. Also, get some body work, get some energy work. I always tell people, eat more minerals, more greens, more root vegetables, more magnesium and calcium in your diet, more trace minerals, some microalgae, things like that. Because of the energy in your body is really quickening and changing. It can feel like nervousness or anxiety, and it can feel like bliss. And you want it to feel like bliss. So you want to slow down, smell the roses, take your flower essences, really invite in change, invite in that Archangel Michael energy to
bring spirit completely into your body. This is a time over the next 7 years that is a real empowerment for anything that brings more pleasure and beauty into our lives, more healthy relationship to our sensuality and sexuality, a different relationship to food, being even more, you know, really food is art and food is medicine, bringing that more into the culture. We will probably be seeing a lot more cyber currency, different ways of relating to money, and really looking at our value system and looking at how our values are rooted in what we own and our stuff, and changing it so that it is rooted more in our connection to love, our connection to the earth, our connection to one another. So that's what I have to say. Strap on your seatbelt. It's going to be a bit of a wild few weeks. And I will be speaking to you again around the summer solstice. Take care. Bye for now. Oh, wait. I have one more story to tell you that I think will help you with all of this, which is Eckhart Tolle talks about a couple of hundred million years ago, there were very few flowers in the world, that life on planet Earth just did not support flowers. And of course, he compared that to the flowering of human consciousness, and that, you know, Buddha came and Christ came and other amazing spiritual teachers came, but they were like the rare flower, and the timing really wasn't right yet for a tidal wave of flowers to blossom and grow on our planet. And that because we're at such a precarious time on our planet, that evolution is calling forth many more flowers, and that each flower that releases its fragrance in the world supports all the other flowers. And that's you and me. And so during this time where with Uranus and Taurus, where what often has felt really solid and stable and just there in our lives starts to shift, it's important to remember that your primary job is to blossom, is to become a flower, and to support all life in becoming flowers. And to also to remember that because since 2012, there's been a new energy that we're working with, and we will be for lifetimes. It's the energy of love and unity and connection. And that everything, and being in service to all life, and everything that is basically in service to self and can end in a separation consciousness, and that is, of course, parts of you and I, and of course, parts of the old structures that are really not wanting to let go in our own consciousness, but also in the world that you see, power grabs, they sense and know and feel that whatever energy was sort of supporting them is no longer there. And so you're seeing this crazy power grab. And while this is happening, it's very easy to think, what in the world? I thought we were evolving. I thought humanity was evolving. What's really going on? And it may create a sort of a doubt in you. And I want to remind you that this is part of the natural process of evolution, that which is stuck and stubborn and doesn't want to change grips on tighter. It happens in you and it happens in me. And that's what we're seeing, because there's a tidal wave, a tsunami of consciousness that is planting the seeds for the future flowers to blossom. And those seeds are you and me. And so focus on that. Focus on your blossoming, letting your fragrance and your beauty into the world to be agents of bringing more blessings and beauty into the world, which really is the higher octave of Taurus, and help support others to do the same. And pay attention to what's happening in the world, but don't allow it to pull you into a downward spiral where you are looping fear and negativity. Plant yourself in really good soil so that you can blossom, because there is an enormous amount of support for that, more than ever, in fact. And it's important to remember that, and that you want to be someone that's bringing in the energy of, you know, the new positive, embodied, sensual, feminine energies into the world, while, you know, letting yourself feel whatever it is that you feel about some of the crazy chaotic things that are happening in the world, allowing yourself to be guided about what is your role, what role you want to play, and but not to get so sucked down that you're sort of breathing negativity into the world. And it's a really fine line between feeling a feeling and sending it out into the world. And it's important to discern that now. And a couple of announcements. My class, Spirit Medicine Circle, if you're local, is going to be the next one on Thursday, June 14th at 6 o'clock. And this is a class where we actually learn how to increase our set our frequency to high and connect with our spirit and to bring it into our bodies in practical ways that are allow us to have more guidance and to bring more healing into our bodies and into the world. And we do work with this concept of what is the difference between sending an emotion and feeling an emotion as one of the many things that we work with and you're invited to attend, even if you haven't attended others. And the Bliss Cafe, the next one will be Wednesday, July 11th at 6:30 at night. If you'd like to come, mark your calendars. We set up a temple of light for healing and bliss and beauty. And it's been really wonderful this year with Garth Robertson. He's a beautiful musician and really brings in a very beautiful feminine medicine from plants, and it's a really nice experience. And if you would like to have a reading, I suggest that you can have a 45-minute Taurus, Uranus and Taurus update that will just be looking at how this is working in your own blueprint, what quadrant of your life this is operating in, and if there are any particular planets in your blueprint that are very impacted. Those of you who have planets 0 to 4 degrees in Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, or Scorpio will be in a Uranus cycle, and this is particularly going to be affecting you over the next year and a half. And these readings will be 45 minutes. They will be a sliding scale from $75 to $90. They are not a full reading. They are mostly looking at this particular area in your life and with some coaching and guidelines for how to work with it to maximize the opportunities for bringing greater wonder and beauty into your life. Okay, that's all for now. Take care and have a wonderful day. Bye.